The reviews from our tour of Belgium and Holland are in. Unfortunately, they're in Dutch. So I will now read for you the English translation of our Dutch review, thanks to the miracle that is Google Translate. Reduced Shakespeare Company reduces the collected works of the Bard to the essence of Titus Andronicus. They make the program Cooking with Romans, one of Othello rap, and all historical documents of an American football match. Matt Rippey, Jeff Marlowe, and Tiger Reel, three members of the Collective Humor, tours from Wednesday through Flanders and the Netherlands with the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged, the complete collected works of the master, 97 minutes. On a pedestal. And while the Royal Shakespeare Company determines how Shakespeare should be played, because they still do that, will remain so. Especially in England, feel the audience, the laughter around, and thinking, how dare you, stupid Americans? But bringing those stupid Americans with their nonsense and absurdity, their often youthful audience sometimes? In 1981, the American Street thinks actor Daniel Singer to the act Hamlet on the 24 Minutes with Actors. They play around with the hat and go, but realize that is better. The idea for the complete works was born. They call themselves the Reduced Shakespeare Company, withdraw their representation to the renowned Edinburgh Festival, and be a big hit. 30 years later, the company employs a dozen actors, has the longest-running show ever in London's West End, are active, and they tour in 3 or 4 clubs in the world with 7 different performances. The Bible, Hollywood, the sports world, everything appears in a humorous way shortened to be. So it is that Matt Rippey, Jeff Marlowe, and Tiger Reel on Monday morning in bloomers and sneakers on stage at the Cultural Center of Bornham stand. Still one last time, and that fop-messin' wig interpretation of Romeo and Juliet at the start of the show rehearsing for the school play that afternoon. Wednesday begins the great work. Then Singer began. The goal was clear. Shakespeare on its pedestal here. But is that 30 years and a multitude of often daring Shakespearean adaptations still needed? Rippey, Shakespeare is still the love of the bardit. In this company, I have the feeling I first get the public to make theater, says Marlowe. Whereupon Rippey, I love it when a teenager comes to me and tells me that this was the first theater piece that he ever saw. I think, rock on, your first show, and you'll see that theater does not have to be boring and stiff. In America, people are still afraid of Shakespeare, says Reel. I have many serious songs and directed Shakespeare and always notice that people come to it like it is homework. They're sighing, sitting with a bored look in his eye. Then it's a victory when people come out and say, this was not so bad. If I compare with the way the public is a RSE piece, people are really excited that they have understood everything, laughs. Much has to do with our school system. How do children learn to know Shakespeare? Through other children from their classroom, by the teacher, are required to read his texts. Slams. To be or not to be, that is the question. I did Shakespeare know that way. I had him forever and always hated. Shakespeare would have enjoyed our approach. It is an argument that the founding fathers of the Royal Shakespeare could like to cite in interviews. The trio is for me, but hesitates. Rippey is even certain. If Shakespeare were alive today, he would beat us on our face. But there are parallels between our approach and his own, says Marlowe. So we deliberately choose also for ordinary people to play. We play well with current credentials, adds to Rippey. We are talking Lindsay Lohan and download them, just as Willie, about the typical things in his time did. Therefore, I do not like the approach of the Royal Shakespeare Company. They stick to Shakespeare's original text, while the wealth of references in the 16th and 17th centuries were topical and hilarious, but incomprehensible. The humor that brings the Reduced Shakespeare Company is among them Boys Fun for the Family, a game with anachronisms and absurdity a la Monty Python, but easy to digest. A conscious choice, it appears. Rippey, we like to play for young and old and do not want to shock to shock. Marlowe, it's fun to be approved of by everyone, that your audience is broader than an elitist niche. All we close the Shakespeare connoisseur knot. They can gorge yourself on word jokes and winking at certain plot twists, while the rest can just go along with our silliness. Rippey, goofy meets gravitas. That we are, laughs. There is too much Monty Python in what we do. We aim at the loud laugh and then go straight to the next scene. And now for something completely different. That sums up what we do well. And yet, are they afraid that shortens the whole concept gets milked? What else can we, says Rippy. We can hardly be the enlarged Shakespeare Company. Take a haiku and a presentation of 2 hours of it, laughs. There's always a different phenomenon which many find too weighty to be done, concludes Reel. Then we take a needle and punctured the balloon with a big smile. Thank you, Google Translate. Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 223, live from Zandam.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is David Naylor of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
I'm Tiger Reel.
I'm Matt Rippey.
I'm Jeff Marlowe.
And I'm Yon Down.
And we are the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
And welcome to our little podcast. We are currently sitting in a Greek restaurant here in Zandam, which is not too far away from Amsterdam. And we've been asked by Twitmaster General Austin Titchener to answer some questions.
Austin Powers.
Austin has asked us to answer some questions on our tour so far. We're 2 weeks in, two and a bit weeks
questions.
In.
Questions?
I'm not answering
questions. I didn't do it.
No, it was Tiger.
Questions?
What kind of questions?
Okay. Here's first question from Austin. First question is, how are the Belgians and Dutch responding to the show? Are there differences between the two? Who wants to take that one?
I think we've seen some sort of cultural differences between the Dutch and the Belgians, but we've had pretty universal positive responses, except for Ophelia last night, who we will never forgive.
Oh, dear.
That's not a Dutch versus Belgian thing. That's just a personal vendetta now for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, and to be fair, it was a student show, and these students were at that age where, you know, sometimes you're too cool for school, and the last thing you're going to do is what a bunch of poncy actors are telling you to do in front of your classmates. So we forgive her.
Sorry, but that was a detour to the fact that audiences in both countries have been rocking, and I don't think there is a significant
difference. No, we've not had any differences whatsoever. Both in Belgium and in Holland, they've been very good. They've enjoyed the jokes. They've laughed heartily. They stood at the end and clapped.
Yeah.
And then they walked away.
One thing I've noticed, though, about the Ophelias, I don't know if you've noticed this, guys, but the Ophelia, almost every single night when we drag her on stage to do the scream, every night our Ophelias have screamed in English, but with a distinct Dutch accent. Have you noticed that? You're on stage.
That's just freaky.
It isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's ah. It's not ah. It's ah.
Exactly. Right, yeah. Right. So, you know, I've been impressed with
our
that.
Our entire tour is filled with people. You say, we're in Zandam, and then they go, no, you're in Zandam. And I go,
No, Zandam.
Zandam.
Yeah, no, you're saying it wrong.
Zandam.
Oh, Zandam. Yeah. That's right. It's Zandam. Right.
Yeah. Oust. No, it's Oust.
Yes. Okay, what else we got?
Okay, moving on to our next question. Are the audiences reacting in unexpected places? Are any jokes just not working at all?
Gesundheit,
that one doesn't work. King Lear doesn't go down.
Yeah, fictional character on King Lear. Fictional character on the field.
I got a huge laugh on Ovid's hilarious metamorphoses in Antwerp, and I've never gotten it again. And I was spoiled by Antwerp. That's all I can say. I don't think that's even a cultural thing. They're big on Ovid.
Yeah. Although in Zwolle on Saturday, Zwolle was a fantastic show, full house, lovely theatre, and they laughed at every single thing. Mm. Absolutely everything they laughed at.
That's because they were in the middle of Carnival, which is a four-day festival.
It's all part of Mardi Gras, Shrove Tuesday, whichever part of the world you're in. Today is Shrove Tuesday. It is Mardi Gras Day today, so if you're in the UK or America or any other part of the world, happy Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Happy getting fat before Lent.
Did you see my tweet? My tweet was, I found a quote from the Carnival Committee of Holland, and apparently their mission statement is to ensure that during the course of Carnival, no one is seen acting sanely. That's their mission statement. You have to act insane for 4 days. It explains everything.
It's at the Ministry of Silly Walks.
Yes.
Okay, what else got?
Okay, our next question is, I think I better answer this question, because okay. Question three is, what's a typical day for you been like? And if you three were to answer it, then obviously it would be sleep, a bit more sleep, and then
work
get up to a
very
show.
Work very hard.
Whereas me and Jan, for example, get up at 6 o'clock in the morning every day. We travel for 3-4 hours
That's the smallest violin ever being played.
We then spend another 6 to 15 hours setting up the show. We do the show, and then we drive back another 15 hours back, and then get back to bed, and then we have to get up again about half an hour.
Everything you're just listening to may or may not be true. And all the names
it is. I mean, these guys, to give credit where credit is due, they do work their butts off while we act like silly tourists around each town.
They do. I'll have to say that you have a record for get-ins and get-outs.
Yeah.
This is totally off point. Sorry, Austin, but you guys get in and get out faster than any team I've ever... No offense to any other team I've worked with, but I don't know how you guys do it, but lickety-split, boom, boom, boom. Maybe it's a Dutch thing.
Davey and Jan
it's getting
Parker.
To the pub thing. That's what it is.
It's your motivation,
well,
I see.
You never know what time the pub's going to shut, especially I'm English, so pub shut at 11 o'clock, so if you don't, you know, your show comes down at 10 o'clock, you've got to get out pretty quickly, otherwise you're not going to make last orders.
What was the question again? Because I think actors have a different answer.
It was what our regular day has been.
What's a regular day for you, Jeff Martin?
Oh, well, our regular day is riding into the theater and wandering around unbelievably beautiful, picturesque towns, and then going and working our butts off on stage to make funny people laugh who don't understand what we're saying.
Right. I've noticed that you don't have a butt, so I don't know what butt you're working off. You don't. You're the only person, I think, who has less of a butt than me.
Thank you.
You're
I'm
welcome.
Proud of that.
I think that your nickname should be No Butt. Tiger, what's
does that mean I have the butt of the three of us?
You are
by default. You have the biggest butt. Yeah,
she'll neither confirm nor deny.
I think we're busy.
My day fits in about the same as all of yours. Really, is it involves finding Wi-Fi connections, getting plugged in.
We all do. We're all there in our computers, right up to the 5-minute call. It's so everybody's tapping away on their computers, doing stuff, doing this, and then we better do a show. Better get our tights on.
Hi, it's Susan Stamberg at National Public Radio. Guess what you're listening to? The ridiculous, no, it's a reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Well, if you're listening to this after the spring of 2011, congratulations, you missed us. In Belgium, Holland, Virginia, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, San Jose, the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and our first national tour of New Zealand. Well done. As for where we're performing right now as you listen to this, as always, the very best way to stay up to date about our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific venue and ticket information.
Question for Mr. Marlowe. Jeff, what's it like to return to the mean streets of your youth? I'm presuming Austin means, obviously, when we're in Belgium, because you grew up in Brussels.
That's right. Holland bears no resemblance whatsoever to the mean streets of my youth, but I'm loving the time in Brighton, Belgium, and cherishing every second of it. It's just incredible to be back there. It's weird sense memory flashbacks will round a street corner and see something that reminds me of when I was 6 years old. It's unbelievably cool.
And county jail and that sort of thing.
Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I didn't mean to tell you that. Was that allowed?
I mean, give us a little snapshot of your youth.
Oh, like, no, I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. I'm talking about, like some piece of candy that I used to cherish, like that was like the dream of my life when I was 5 years old, and suddenly I can walk into a grocery store and buy it, or like little snacks and things like that I used to eat that I haven't seen in 30 years.
Could explain all the, every now and then, wouldn't you guys agree, every now and then we'll look over at Jeff and he'll have like just a look of contentment.
A stupid smile on my face.
Yeah, I didn't want to say
a
that.
Stupid smile, yeah.
Next question is for Tiger Rill. You've been running your own theatre and directing shows in Los Angeles. What's it like being a touring actor again?
Actors don't have to think about anything, do they? They just show up and do their, nobody's asking me for checks or what, where to put something, or nobody's asking me for anything.
Tiger, sorry, what should I do? Where should I put this?
You really want me to tell you where to put that?
Fair enough. No, I'll put it right here. Okay.
It's a nice change of pace, where my responsibility level is pretty low.
Any specific adventures you want to tell us all about?
Well, I think Matt could spend a day telling us about Carnival.
Well, Jeff and I went out to begin with.
I just love the fact...
Looking for the party.
Looking for the party and found it within two blocks. I just love the fact that not only was everyone in costume, but people were in groups of not even just themed costumes, but clearly they had spent days, if not weeks, building these things, like styrofoam dinosaur arms that all matched, like these unbelievable costumes. And I don't know why or if it was a family thing or a group thing, but it was really, really cool.
Yeah, I saw six guys dressed as... toxic waste barrels with barrels and uniforms and warnings and spillage and spillage, yes.
Okay, yeah. question for Jan, what's it like working the backstage props with these guys?
Ja, het is ontzettend leuk. Ik heb het onwijs naar mijn zin. Het is wel wat nieuws natuurlijk, verwend in het begin, maar ja, heel erg leuk. Heel erg leuk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah. I couldn't
couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more.
Because that was good. Okay. And what else?
No. That's all for me. Yeah.
Okay, wow. Question for Davey. Oh, yes, Davey. Okay, right. Davey, I'm loving your mid-show twit pics. Do you prefer calling the show from the wings or from the back of the theatre? Well, Davey, that's a very good question. I'd like to answer this in two ways, if I may. First of all, I don't really mind where I am. I don't mind if I'm backstage or front of house or side of the show or up in the gods. All I'd like to actually really be, to be honest, really, would be in a pub. If I can work out a way of doing that, I can stay in the bar with a monitor or something like that, I wouldn't mind at all. I can do the show, I can do the music.
You know, as long as we're phoning it in, I don't see why you shouldn't do the same.
Exactly, that's what I'm thinking.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your Google translations via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our website podcast page, and you can post reviews at our podcast page on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, wizened veteran Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Joanne Ware. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Susan Stamberg from National Public Radio and Davey, Rippey, Jeff, Tiger, and Jan for answering my questions, although I'm not 100% sure that they were showing me the proper respect there. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 223, 669th of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Anyway, last question, because we've been droning on far too long.
Yeah.
Have we found our favorite Dutch or Belgian beer yet?
I'd love to say that I have, but I think for empirical reasons I have to continue exploring until I can give you a definitive conclusion.
Good answer.
I hate to have to suffer like that, but I think
you're right. As a matter of fact, I think in order to truly decide, it might
take
another 4 weeks of analysis.
Research.
And certainly the Heineken Brewery tour.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.